Welcome back to Hoosier Ag This Week. I'm CJ Miller with Hoosier Ag Today, and 35 years is a long time to be teaching ag education and serving as FFA advisor at the same high school. In fact, Mr. Blair Orm has lived and worked in Rushville nearly his entire life. He's been the ag teacher and FFA advisor at Rushville Consolidated High School since 1988, and he's retiring from his full-time teaching gig at the end of the school year. Mr. Orm joins us now on Hoosier Ag Today, and first of all, the big question, what are your big plans for retirement coming up?
Well, it's funny how people look at the word retirement. One article I read, it's important that you retire from something to something. And I think that's a good way of looking at it. It takes a lot of energy to be an ag educator, obviously a lot of dedication. And I think at some point you have to ask yourself, are you providing everything that you can that the students need or deserve? So once you make that determination, then you can ask yourself, is there still something I can do to contribute to the well-being of the youth in Rushville, Rush County? I hope that I can still do that. I hope I can work on our family farm.
Not only have you been teaching at Rushville since 1988, but you also graduated from Rushville in 1984, and you're only one of two people who have held that particular ag teacher position for the past, 75 years? Is that right?
That is correct. Mr. Brasherberg was here for 38 years, and I was fortunate enough to take his position after his retirement. So together, he and I have 73 years of combined teaching and FFA services to the community of Rushville.
My guest is Mr. Blair Orm, who's retiring as Rushville's ag teacher and FFA advisor after 35 years. And I'm curious, what are the biggest changes that you've seen since you first started teaching ag at Rushville?
I think that there's a lot of different ways you can slice the pie when we talk about ag education and FFA. For me, we were just transitioning from Future Farmers of America to FFA when I began teaching, saying we believed in the future of agriculture instead of saying we believe in the future of farming. Obviously, this is no surprise. More girls became interested and became a part of the program. We went from BOAG 1, 2, 3, 4 to specific courses. They've been willing to make changes. You know, without change, you don't survive. And we continue to evolve. You know, is it vocational? Yes. But is it different than vocational of the 80s? Absolutely. And we just have to continue to make those changes to make the education relevant to our students.
Now, I understand that you were surprised last weekend when Rushville FFA held its end of year banquet. And the students, the other staff, the parents, many of whom you also had as prior students, gave you something that was really heartwarming during the event. Is that right?
Well, I informed my cohort, Mrs. Wagner, that the banquet was about the kids and not about me. But she still was able to surprise me with a card shower. I would say I have a basket with over 100 notes from people from the community, alumni, and current students that have left me a note of encouragement. I've not looked at them yet because I'd just like to wait for that special moment when I can sit down and read them and really appreciate what people had to say. And then we also had an opportunity where the people in the audience were asked to stand up if they had had me as an instructor in addition to the students that I currently had. And I don't have a number, but I did ask a few of the students. I said, did a lot of people stand up? And they said, well, yeah, probably over half the adult audience stood up. I don't know if it was really that high or not, but I mean, that's where we are. We're to the point where, you know, this is a generational FFA chapter, which is so awesome.
Mr. Orm, now that you're retiring from Rushville Consolidated Schools, what message do you have for your successor, your former students, the Rushville community, and our Hoosier Ag Today audience?
My dad had a little saying, sometimes you get the bear, sometimes the bear gets you. And the bear has gotten me many times, but you learn from those experiences and you just get back on the horse and ride and you will find success.
Once again, Mr. Blair Orm, retiring as ag educator at Rushville Consolidated High School, a role that he's held since 1988. And Mr. Orm, thank you so much for sharing your experience. Best of luck to you in your retirement. And thank you again for sharing your story and sharing your time with us here on Hoosier Ag Today. I certainly appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
And with that, we wrap up this week's edition of Hoosier Ag This Week. You can download the podcast version of the show at HoosierAgToday.com. Also, be sure to download the new Hoosier Ag Today mobile app. It's a free download for iPhone and Android. For Eric Pfeiffer, Andy Eubank, Sabrina Halverson, and Hoosier Ag Today Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin, I'm CJ Miller, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.